Welcome to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. If you're a woman who is ready to say yes to her wealthiest and most abundant life and manifest a business and career that totally lights you up, then girl, you are in the right place. Get ready for deep, epic, unfiltered, and inspiring girl chats. I'm your host, Helena Grace Donald, and I'm a money mindset expert, success, and business coach. But all you really need to know is that I am obsessed with helping women feel safe and in total flow around money because you have a special purpose in this world. And playing small or pushing money away isn't going to help anybody. So, are you ready to say hell yes to all that you desire? Let's do this. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm very excited because I'm officially announcing the very first interview on the podcast for 2021 with a very, very special lady called Polly at Follow Your Sunshine Coaching. She's a beautiful coach that I feel like I've been friends with virtually online for about over a year now, and I often do guest masterclasses in her group program. And she's just one of those beautiful lights. And I just think she has such a beautiful gift of light to really share with this world. And this interview was just so, so powerful. It's packed full with value. I was just sitting there basically nodding along 90% of the time. And I think this also really speaks to somebody who may be going through or has gone through a difficult period in life and is wondering if it gets to be any different. And Polly and I are both here to share that it absolutely does. And we share some of our deep tips and tools as a coach to really help you heal what it is that you need to heal in order to step back into the light. And we also talk about other things like motherhood and balance and boundaries. And I just am really grateful to Polly for showing up with so much wisdom and light for the podcast listeners. So let me share a little bit about who Polly is. So she's a certified life coach. She's an NLP practitioner, and her mission is to support ambitious women in meeting their full potential for health, happiness, abundance, and growth, specifically by stepping out of life's darkness and into their soul's light. And we talk a lot about this in depth and about finding your soul's purpose. And she has an array of coaching programs and packages, but she's really focused on providing the core understanding, motivation, and self-belief to enable her clients to overcome limiting beliefs, because that is where the transformation happens, and to shift their mindset from fear and uncertainty into courage and knowing so they can trust their own inner guidance system. So I think we might as well just dive straight in. And I know most of you like to listen to this when you're out on a walk or doing the dishes or cleaning, and that's great. I'm right there with you, but you may want to have a notepad and pen nearby, or maybe your notes section of your phone, just to write down or keep track of any light bulb moments that you have throughout this podcast episode. I'm really excited for a couple of reasons, not only because of the fact that I'm being joined by today's guest, but also because we're trying out something very new on the podcast, and I can actually see our guest in front of me virtually, because we've got this new software now where we can record not only the podcast audio, but also on video. So you'll be able to go and check out this interview and watch us on YouTube, which is kind of cool. So welcome, Polly, because you're the very first person we're testing this out on.
Yay! Oh, I'm so honored. And it is really nice to actually be able to see you while we're having this conversation. I feel like we can connect on a much deeper level. So yeah, thanks for setting it up like this. Cool.
Absolutely. And thank you for being the guinea pig.
You're welcome.
So I would love if we could just dive straight in. And actually what you were talking about, even before I hit record on this episode, you said something really interesting, You're like, I just feel like so many people see the shiny object and the shiny success without knowing what someone's backstory is. And it's really important for me that the listeners really understand the journey that it's taken for all of us to get to where we are and the fact that it continues to be a journey. So I find your story extremely inspiring, and I'm sure there's elements of it that I even still don't know. So I'd love if you could just take us back to the beginning of how you first became who you are now as a coach.
Sure, I'd love to. So my journey has been a bit of a rocky one. If I take you right back to 2017, I was living what from the outside looked like quite an aspirational lifestyle. I was in the Middle East. I had a high-flying corporate job in communications. I was married. I had a waterfront apartment with beautiful views. Me and my husband and my daughter, who was very young at the time, baby, were traveling the world in luxury. And I was writing quite a popular travel, food and lifestyle blog, which gained me some traction in the country, if you like. And I was able to travel and eat for free in certain places. And so from the outside, everyone, especially my friends back in the UK, looking at me living the expat life, they were like, wow, like this life looks amazing. You are so lucky. Like you're on the beach every weekend, year round sunshine and doing all these amazing things. But on the inside, I was never really completely satisfied or that happy with myself. I was struggling with really low self-esteem and big issues, really. I didn't love my job. I struggled every single day and I was getting paid great money, but I was really struggling with that conflict of this is not what I want to do with my life. And also, I didn't really want to be living where I was living. I was missing the UK and all of the things that people were kind of looking at me for this like amazing lifestyle and thinking that looks amazing. I was actually really not enjoying it and not really appreciating it. So it all came crashing down at the end of 2017 when I was made redundant from this job. And shortly afterwards, I found out that I was pregnant. So I kind of gathered myself together. It was a bit of a shock that I had that redundancy, but I was like, okay, this is a new spark of hope. And then I had a miscarriage, and that miscarriage led to a cancer diagnosis. So I aged in my very early 30s, was facing the prospect of a potentially life-threatening disease. It came out of nowhere. It was something that I just was never prepared for. My health had always been so good up until that point. So, you know, I was dealing with a lot of things all at once. The lack of like suddenly this big loss of my identity from the career, even though I didn't like it, it defined a big part of my life. The loss of the child, so I was mourning that loss. And then also this sudden confrontation that, you know, life might not stretch on for a number of years. And suddenly everything came crashing down around me. It led to the breakdown of my marriage. And eventually I came back to the UK. Now, when I talk about it like that, it sounds like such a tragic story and it sounds awful, but actually I will always talk about that time as the best thing that ever happened to me. And I'm so glad that I went through it. And I say that because it woke me up. I felt like I was sleeping up until that point. I felt like I thought life was a certain thing. I thought, you know, you had all of these external things defined you. And my blog was called Follow Your Sunshine at the time. That's how my brand actually started. But Following Your Sunshine back then was all about lovely luxury holidays, eating in five-star restaurants, having this lovely family life and all of these things that are external to you. And suddenly it flipped. Follow Your Sunshine became about looking inwards and finding the things that light you up inside and following that inner sunshine, that inner light, and finding your purpose in life and what life really means. And the moment I started to look within, that's when I started to break down all of my kind of subconscious conditioning and all of the things that were holding me back from my true expansive self. And I found spirituality and I got a life coach. And eventually I was being led towards this calling of becoming a life coach myself and sharing my story and helping to empower other women who maybe felt stuck in the same way that I had several years back, to start, you know, changing things and going within and making that really big shift. And my life has just been on the up ever since. I might not still have that aspirational lifestyle on the outside. If you compare visually where I am now, I'm now in a cottage in the Peak District in the middle of the rural English countryside. And, you know, things are very different. But I am so much more fulfilled and happy with that self-confidence and that real zest for life that I never really had before. So my message here to all of you is, if you're seeking anything externally to bring you happiness and joy and fulfillment, then that's not going to lead you to where you need to get to in life. It's all about looking within.
I completely agree. And as a money mindset coach, I think people can be quite shocked to hear me say that it's not really about the money. And that's the catch 22, I think, when it comes to the balance between what we're seeking and actually what we need to seek from within that actually allows us to then step into the frequency of the very thing that we actually desire. There's so many things that I want to ask and unpack from everything that you just said. Complete side note, but what does aspirational even mean? You know, to some people, you living in the cottage in the Peak District is totally aspirational.
So true. That is so true. Actually, like what I'm trying to say, whether I'm living in this cottage in the Peak District or living in this swanky apartment in Doha, you can be happy wherever. Like you really can. And I know it's such a cliche, but you could be in a little hut and have very little and still feel that real sense of fulfillment and joy and completeness and feel at one with the universe. And that is what we should all be aspiring to. So aspirational to me these days is that connection and that unity rather than wherever I'm living or whatever possessions I have. And it's a great shift. It feels good.
I just want to take a moment to interrupt this podcast episode to tell you about something very special that my friend Stevie Wright has just launched called the Breath Channel. Oh, where do I begin with breath work? Stevie is actually my go-to woman here in LA when it comes to having private breath work sessions. And I have had some really profound experiences when using breath work. It is best probably explained by Stevie, but basically, breath work involves using a specific series of breaths that really allows you to release trauma, tap into your subconscious mind, release anxiety, even release period pain from the body. And I've had some really big aha moments when using breath work in my own life. And it's really helped me to shift any stagnant energy in my body and to step into a new frequency where I can manifest from a much higher place. I have nothing but great things to say about breath work, and I know that this incredible container that Stevie has created called the Online Breath Channel is just a brilliant way for you to get access to this tool. And she's asked me if I want to share it with all of you. And not only am I going to share it with all of you with the link below, I'm also being given the opportunity to give you a discount on it. So you have a few options because it's a monthly breathwork membership. And you guys, for everything that you receive, and I just want to take a moment and share that I'm actually looking at it right now as I record this. Within the membership already, there's breathwork on abundance, alignment, feminine embodiment, grounding, magical mornings, period pain, releasing anger, releasing stress. And she's going to be adding new videos, I think, every week or bi-weekly. Plus, she even has a replay video in here about manifesting using the quantum formula. Guys, that shit is deep and profound. So that in itself is worth it. And you get all of this, you get access to all of this for just $20 a month. $20 a month. That's a no-brainer. Seriously. Just imagine what 10 minutes of breath work in the morning would do for your life and your powers of manifestation. I'm going to be doing this with you guys. But you could also sign up and pay in full. And I believe that it's a cheaper option. So if you want to do the pay in full option, it's $197 a year. But I get to give you a discount code. So if you sign up today, you have the option of either paying for the $20 a month The code that I'm going to drop below gives you $5 off. So it actually is only $15 to get started. Or if you pay in full, you guys get $49 off. $49 off. And you get access to this for an entire year. And this, combined with listening to the podcast episodes and working on your money mindset, is just a brilliant toolkit when it comes to up-leveling in your life. So the links are all below. Go check it out. I'm a huge advocate for this, and you can either get $5 off or $49 off. You have both options. Just make sure that you use the link that I give you in order to get that plus the discount code at checkout. And good luck. Enjoy. I think that your story, I'm sure there's somebody who's going to be listening to it who resonates, who maybe is, what do we call it? There's a phrase for it. Your dark night of the sun or something.
Your dark night of the soul. I think
so. The dark night of the soul.
Yeah, that's it.
So some people might be really going through that. And my heart goes out to people who are currently in that space in their lives. I mean, the world, when you think about it, has been going through that for over a year now as well. And I would love if we could go back and unpack or unpick a little bit about that real shift that happened in your life. Because for some people, they might be thinking, is there a way out of this? How do I get out of this? Will it be any different from the way that it feels right now? And so how did you find that strength and that awareness while going through, you know, you went three things and just one of those things would have been traumatic for somebody to be going through at that time?
Yeah, well, I'll start by saying it wasn't easy and it didn't start out, you know, I didn't suddenly wake up one day and click my fingers and miraculously I was living this Zen lifestyle where I suddenly realized that actually I needed to look within and life coaching was my purpose and all of that. It was a journey, a real long journey of digging through a lot of inner pain and bringing it. And I use these light analogies a lot because my brand is Follow Your Sunshine, but bringing it out of the darkness into the light to be transmuted. So the first thing I'd say to anyone who's struggling right now is don't give up hope if things don't shift immediately. If you're looking at people on social media who have already been through that and they're talking about people like me who are talking about, oh, I've been where you are. It really resonates with me. But you're seeing this shiny, happy, fulfilled person at the other end of it. They've had a long journey to get there and they've had a lot of pain to unpack. So that's the first thing I'd say. The second thing I'd say is this journey, if you think about it and break it down into steps, it makes it a lot easier. And one thing I coach all of my clients on is going through a huge paradigm shift. So when you come to me for some support on your mindset, every single one of us has difficult things. You might not have been through, you know, a cancer diagnosis and a miscarriage and job loss, but everyone has pain that they need to unpack and things that they need to deal with. But if you break down the paradigm shift that you want to bring into your life into easily digestible steps, then it makes it feel a lot easier. So the first step is always accepting responsibility for your own beliefs about your life. And that takes a lot because that's looking inwards. It's looking at all of that subconscious conditioning that has been put upon you, usually by well-meaning caregivers who have actually impacted you adversely without realizing it with their own limiting beliefs. And then writing down and really analyzing what these beliefs are, but also saying, okay, I accept responsibility for them now. They're not just because someone else caused this pain in me and led me to believe this limiting belief about myself, which is holding me back. It doesn't mean that they are responsible anymore. I'm holding it within me now. So it's my responsibility to do something about it. So that's always the first step.
That's a big first step.
Yeah.
I've got chills. Like I can even think of one area in my life where I think there's more room for that in my life as well. So anyone listening, if that gave you chills, maybe thinking about where we need to take ownership of our beliefs, because damn, that's empowering. Damn, that's pretty epic.
It is empowering. It's hard and it's painful. But once you take that into your own hands, it gives you back that control. And one thing that we as humans do not like is lack of control. And that's what keeps us small. The moment that you take back that responsibility and that control, you're able to immediately become more expansive, just naturally, just like that, because you're like, okay, I'm in the driver's seat now. I'm in control of my destiny and my future. So that's the first step. And then the second step is really important, and that is forgiving yourself and others and society for these beliefs that you've built up and that have held you back in life. Because once you take ownership of those beliefs, you will start to realize how small and boxed in you have been keeping yourself, and how that has impacted every single facet of your life, from your relationships to your money, your wealth, to your career, and everything. Because those beliefs are so wide ranging, they filter through everything. So forgiveness is key. And that, again, is deep and hard, and a lot of inner work needs to take place in order to get there. And then the third step, once you've kind of released that and you've forgiven everyone involved, especially yourself for how you've held yourself back, is visualizing and redefining a new self-narrative for yourself. So setting yourself a whole new set of beliefs and really getting those ingrained in your psyche so that you're almost producing a whole new version of yourself. And you're allowed to create whatever you want, and it's never too late. There's no age limit. There's no time bound thing. You could be 92 and suddenly realize you have all of these limiting beliefs and you want to create a new version of yourself so you can enjoy the rest of your life to the extent that you want to enjoy it and not be held back. And that's fine. We put so many limitations upon ourselves, but I really encourage everyone who works with me and anyone who is in my life as well, who talks to me, to be as expansive and ambitious as possible. And your visualization is so important and so key, and being able to put yourself into the shoes of that person. And then step four, then, is also key, is aligning those actions to support that new reality. Because we can do all the visualization we want, but if we don't listen to the inner voice that's giving us that guidance, we don't follow our intuition and take inspired action, we're never going to actually get there. So actually taking that action and moving on it shifts us very, very quickly once we've broken down those limiting beliefs that are holding us back. And then step five is the most important step at all. And this is what sometimes people forget, and they slip back into old habits very quickly because they don't do this last step. And that is celebrating yourself. Like, oh my goodness, look at all of these shifts I've made, looking back and comparing how you've been, how you are now to how you've been before, and really saying like, wow, look at this. It's amazing. This is my new reality. And I've done this all by myself. And I've been through some really, really tough things. I saw a really good quote on Instagram the other day. It said something like, small steps are quantum leaps in disguise.
Yeah.
So even a small change that you've made within you is actually a step towards an absolutely enormous paradigm shift. And that's what we're aiming for, is celebrating those small steps. Remember that an amazing podcast like yours, Helena, started with your very first podcast episode.
Yeah.
And, you know, a great business that's making loads of money starts with one follower following you on Instagram.
Yeah.
Starts with one live on Facebook. And that's how you get to where you want to get to, is celebrating those small wins and really like feeling that joy within you, because it helps you to shift into that new reality and accept it as your own.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. I feel like we need to name this something like Polly's Belief Systems AA or something. It's like going to Beliefs AA.
I like it.
I know that I'm just out of interest, with all of those steps and the way that you probably guided yourself and you guide your clients through these different steps. I think there are some people who would love to know more of the how. So what would that kind of journey look like? Like, how much time and space, I suppose, should we create in our lives or to just really work through those different steps? So some people might be thinking, do I have to do all of these steps in one day, or is it more of a journey than that? I think I know the answer to it, but just for our listeners.
Well, the answer is it's definitely more of a journey than one day. I would say it's a daily exercise that you undertake throughout your entire life. Now, one of the things that I'm so passionate about is up-leveling and continuing to up-level and continuing to work through all of your conditions, your ingrained conditioning and pain and everything, because there's so much of it. And it's almost like once you reach a new level, there are new things, challenges that come to the surface and new depths that you want to explore. And so actually, it's an ongoing process and it never stops. But it's so fulfilling that it's painful to start with. But once you start seeing the effects, you want to keep it going. So I would say a daily practice that you could bring into your life, and journaling is really, really good for this, where you're working through some of that accepting responsibility for your beliefs, where you're working through that forgiveness for yourself, others, society, where you're writing down your scripting. So you're starting to visualize your new life and your new, the things that you want to call in. And then you're reminding yourself of the actions that you need to take in order to align with that person. And you're tuning into your intuition and what you need to do next. And then you're celebrating yourself as well in your journal, and you're looking back and you're saying, wow, look how what I've achieved. I just read a post that I wrote 3 months ago, and look how I've shifted between then and now. And so you can do all of those steps just by journaling alone. And meditation is also a really strong one. So visualization through meditation, tuning into your inner voice and your intuition through meditation. And it's almost like I've talked through these steps like this in a kind of a very ordered way, but it kind of all can happen at once as well. And it can be very organic and natural, but it helps if you have someone who's kind of been through it and can support you through those steps and see where you're at with them and kind of guide you in the right direction. I'm really, really kind of passionate about that, because sometimes you can feel quite lost, like, I've got this intuition here, but what do I do with it? And what's the next step with that? And to have someone who maybe one step ahead who can say, look, this is what this might be telling you, and let's explore that with you and open yourself up to the possibilities for your future, then that can be very, very powerful.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes we need that mirror or that person who's that support system to sometimes shine a light or highlight different aspects intuitively in our lives that maybe we wouldn't be able to see by ourselves. And I say that even as a coach, you know, coaches need coaches and coaches need support too.
100%.
Because you need that support system, I think, when going through that. So that was obviously an incredible healing journey. And I'm sure that you continue to do a lot of that healing work in your day-to-day life. But then what was it like for you to go through a transition of now discovering your purpose and the fact that actually this has brought me to a new awareness that maybe I'd like to do this for a living. Maybe I'd like this to be my career.
It felt amazing. So how it all started was I was getting this really strong intuition that I needed to do something in Qatar before I left. Like, I'd been through such a difficult time and I had no support, external support outside of my friends out there to support me through it. It's not a society that's very supportive of things like counseling. It's very hard. Like, you can be on a wait list for kind of 2 years and not get seen by anyone. There are no informal groups or support structures there. So I set something up and I called it my sunshine sessions. And I brought groups of women together to talk about different mindset topics on a fortnightly basis. And it got really big. It got really popular just because it didn't exist out there. I started off bringing in group experts to talk. And when I did a little introduction and a conclusion at the end, I found that I was enjoying it so much that I was like, I'm going to do a session myself. I'm just going to take it over. And that first session that I led without any group experts, I felt this like light inside of me just lit up. And I was like, this is what I need to do for the rest of my life. I felt so much joy from the shifts that the women were making within the group and how powerful coming together as a group of empowered women to be vulnerable in a space together and to talk about topics that really do matter that we don't talk about enough, especially in the Middle East, where certain topics are quite taboo. It was the best feeling in the world. And that feeling has grown so much. So, you know, obviously I went and got my life coaching qualification then. And then I very quickly, things started to happen for me. And, you know, I eventually came back to the UK and was headhunted to be a corporate coach for Warner Music Group. And I've done talks for like the Foreign Commonwealth and Development Office and things like that. So things just spiraled. And the reason why is because I feel so aligned to what I'm doing, and that energy shines through so much. And because I feel so passionate about it, that passion now is spilling over into my clients. And I want everyone that I work with to be able to find their purpose too. And so like I've set up a whole group program around this called Shine Your Light, which is about supporting new and aspiring entrepreneurs to find that purpose. But also if they've already found it, but they're too nervous to go all in, or it's a side hustle maybe, or they've started it and they've got lots of fears and they don't know where it's going to go, to support them in making that business a success so they are able to live their purpose. I find it so interesting that in the top 10 regrets of the dying, one of them is not taking enough career chances. But if you read that whole top 10 list, the recent study that was done, every single one of them are regrets about the chances that you didn't take in life. They're not regrets about things that you did and you did wrong. They're all chances you didn't take. And so many women especially are sitting there with these amazing ideas for businesses and are really feeling aligned to a purpose, but they don't take that chance because of a fear. And all of their fears that they tell themselves, like, oh, I'm in this job now, I make a lot of money here, I've got stability here, or I worked hard to get here, or I'm not going to be successful if I move somewhere else, maybe I don't have enough skills to do this yet. They're all based on their limiting beliefs. I make a lot of money in my career, in my 9-to-5, so I can't become an entrepreneur. If you dig down into what that limiting belief is, it's actually lack of self-worth and belief that you can make it on your own because you're good enough. You dig down into, oh, I have a lot of stability here, that their limiting belief, if you dig down enough, is I've got a lack of trust in the universe and that I'm always supported and that I'm going to have stability and I can create it for myself outside of this structured career. Or I've worked hard to get here and I can't move into something else, something new, because I've spent my entire career building this one up already. It's a belief that is all there is to your story, is working hard, when actually everything about you is your story. And so, you know, I worked my way up in communications and now, yeah, I might use it to help me in some aspects of marketing in my business, but I don't use it at all, even though I spent over a decade in it. But actually, my story is much wider than just my university degree and my career. Like, my story is about all of me. And so my limiting belief could be, oh, all I am is my work and my credentials. So it's about unpicking what those limiting beliefs are and allowing people, once you've done that, to align to what you really are inside. And what you really are is here for a reason. We're all here for a purpose and for a reason. And I truly believe, just like you're doing, Helena, like, you are here because you have also been through your own money struggles. And now you're helping women to find their own light in this world and to attract that abundance that they're worthy of. And you're aligned to that. You found that. You're one of the lucky ones because you've worked through your own limiting beliefs around it. I just wish everyone could do that.
Yeah, it always comes back to those pesky little limiting beliefs.
It does, always.
Yeah, it always comes back to those limiting beliefs. And I feel like, as you're speaking, I feel like it almost brings me back to kind of that moment. There were a few defining moments, but one or two really stand out the most, where I felt like I was on the precipice and it was like I could cross the road, and across the road would be me leaving behind my limiting beliefs and just freaking going for it. But it was really, really scary to make that crossing for a few different reasons. And I think for a lot of women, they have experienced that precipice, or they're on that precipice, or they're scared of crossing that road. And for me at that time, and I think this is a really common belief for us as women, is I was actually scared of my own light. Like, I was actually scared of my own power, and bringing it back to that light analogy. I was so scared by it because I thought primarily I was worried about what other people would think about me or say about me. I was worried about the fear of judgment if I actually truly fully stood in my power. And I'm so free from that now, but that was a moment in my life and I had a choice to make. And if I had gone one way, I would be doing something completely. I can't even imagine what my life would be like if I had decided to stay stuck in that limiting belief. But taking that leap, there was a panic attack involved. There was all kinds of crying involved, but I went for it because I knew that my mission and my why was stronger. So I would love if right now we could just speak to the women who do feel like they have more to give this world. They have a purpose. They want to do something big with their lives, but they're freaking terrified for so many different reasons. How can we support a woman who's going through that right now?
Honestly, your story is so powerful. And I really like, I want everyone to go back and listen to all of your podcasts because you bring out elements of your story in quite a lot of them. And I think that's really key for people to know that like you've been on your journey too. So to speak to those women, like, honestly, my heart goes out to all of the women who have, they feel stuck in that limitation right now. And what you say is so powerful, Helena, because as women, we do feel limited and we do feel we're very self-critical. We think things through. So we think too much. The average person thinks 6,000 thoughts per day. And the overwhelming majority, especially with women, are negative. And we can all talk about, we can talk about affirmations till the cows come home, but we've got to remember that negative thoughts are affirmations too.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can be getting up in the morning and saying your affirmation like, I am a powerful fucking woman, but then 5 seconds later going, oh my goodness, I've got so much to do and I can't manage this and I'm overwhelmed and oh my goodness, I'm looking on Instagram and now I have imposter syndrome. And then you go back and say your affirmation again, but you've undone it already. All of these women, I want to say to all of them right now is stop those negative thoughts in their tracks because they are not true. They are something that your inner critic is telling you and your inner critic's not you. You are the observer of those thoughts and you get to stand back and go, hey, nice to see you. Yeah, you're raising your ugly head again. You're not welcome here anymore. And I'm going to change that thought. I'm going to think a slightly better feeling thought every time you come back in my head until it becomes a habit. And the other thing is that I think all of these women need to think about, and going back to your podcast, Helena, I was listening to your last episode, your first one of the year, just this morning. And I had a little chuckle to myself because we have the same word of the year, which is surrender. So my word of the year started off as...
No way!
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, yes, we're so in tune.
Wow.
Just like you, I started off with a different word of the year. My first word of the year was miracles. And suddenly I felt that this word was triggering me because I was looking for the miracles and I was like, well, they haven't arrived yet. So this year is going to be rubbish. This isn't what a word of the year is supposed to do. It's supposed to inspire you and motivate you. So I went for the opposite, which was I'm going to surrender to whatever happens. And suddenly I felt more aligned. And actually, and you put it really well in your last podcast, like if we can all just relax and relax our expectations around things, and surrender to what is going to be. Actually, the outcome is sometimes even better than you could have possibly imagined. And things flow to you that you can't even have thought up in your head. And actually, sometimes the universe does have a better plan for you. I use this analogy all the time with all of my clients. So if any of my clients are listening now, they will have heard it about 1,000 times. But imagine a dog. So you're eating a bit of chocolate next to your pet dog, right? And your dog really wants your chocolate, but you know that chocolate's poisonous for the dog. So the dog's whining and going, oh, why aren't you giving me the chocolate? But you're withholding the chocolate from them because you care about the dog. They think you're being nasty and awful and might go off and sulk in a corner because you haven't shared your chocolate with them. However, the way that I look at this is exactly what the universe does for a lot of us as well. It withholds these treats that we think are the best things for us because we don't know actually what that would lead to or what the universe is actually trying to protect us from. And if we start to surrender and we go really deep, looking into what surrender actually means. It means letting go of control. It means trusting in the universe, trusting in the path that's laid out for us. And things don't always go smoothly and go right, but they are always the best things for us in the end. Whether it's because we have to learn something, we have to grow through it, we're being redirected to something better, or whatever it is, there's always a better outcome. So I think a lot of letting go needs to happen this year for a lot of women. A lot of, especially around COVID and the situations we're in now, let go. Let go of your expectations of yourself, because we can't have really high expectations right now. Let go of meeting the what, the where, the why, and the how of all of your goals and your dreams. Know that they're going to happen at some point. Know that it's all going to happen for you, but don't control so much, and life will feel much smoother for you.
I couldn't agree more with that. I'm just wondering, because I feel like there's probably some women who are listening to us speak and are feeling inspired and know that they have more power and light to share with this world, but they keep coming back to that fear. They're on that precipice. And I'm just out of interest, because that was a big identity shift for you to go from living in Qatar, having the corporate job, having the aspirational lifestyle, to now choosing to show up with your purpose that was probably always meant to be your purpose as a coach, as a light in this world. It was a whole new identity, I'm sure, whether it felt like that or not. And was there any fear around you now showing up with that purpose?
Absolutely, 100%. My biggest fear was imposter syndrome. So I was looking at women who were doing what I was doing. I hadn't even finished completing my life coaching qualification yet. And I already had such high aspirations, like, I want to change the world. I want to be part of the uplifting of humanity. You know, I was really getting into it in a big way. And then I was looking at women who were maybe 5 years ahead of me and making a lot more money and impacting a lot more women. And I felt very, very far behind. So I learned very quickly to avoid those comparisons. The other fear around imposter syndrome was I forgot to kind of recognize my achievements as I went along. It goes back to this celebration again, and this not really realizing that I have made small shifts, even if they're very small. And I started to also believe my anxious thoughts. So especially around being able to make money out of what I was doing and being able to really make a success out of it, build this brand. And yeah, there were many, many fears. And it was actually through investing in myself and working on my own mindset and reading a lot as well, and feeling like I had some external guidance so that I wasn't just relying on just myself, that really, really helped me. And the fears continue to come. And like I said, it's a continual growth cycle. So as you up level, there are different fears and new fears, but they bring you deeper into yourself to bring out some of those real deep rooted things that, you know, have been around for a long time that you haven't even thought about before. You didn't even realize were keeping you stuck. So my latest fear is really working on my money mindset, funnily enough, talking to you right now, and and realizing that, you know, I've got all of these terrible beliefs around money, about how hard it is to make, and how people who love money, I was told a lot when I was younger that people who want to make a lot of money are really shallow. And it's not about the money, it's about what you give back to the world. And I know I said right at the beginning, I don't look to external things to complete me anymore, but internally, I feel I'm deserving of money. So this is, I don't need it. I don't need it in my life. I don't need a beautiful house. I don't need wonderful things around me, but I know I can have them. And I know that actually, I would quite like them in my life. I can still be full of joy. And so it's that conflict as well, all of that, these little things that start to, as you up level and you change your mindset, you have all of these conflicts and beliefs that you really need to work through. And fear is a daily thing that we all need to work on. That fear of, am I good enough? Am I worthy of this? Am I putting out the right message, even, that I want everyone to know? Like, going back to this purpose thing, we're all here for a reason. And once you realize that you've got this purpose in life and that you are here, you've got this why, then actually it almost gives you the right and the way through and the route to take. You're like, I'm here for this and I'm aligned to this. And I wouldn't be on this earth if I wasn't able to do this, that this is my purpose. And therefore, I have permission to go all out on it. And it really does help.
Yeah, abso-freaking-lutely. And just out of interest, because it was such a shift for you to really embrace your purpose and step into your light, were there any money mindset blocks around, and I get to be paid for this? And I get to be financially rewarded.
So many. So what is it about everyone who believes that you have to sacrifice profit to do something that benefits the world? Like, what is that within us? Like, it's crazy, isn't it? But I have that too. And that so many women have that. If you're doing something good, you don't also get to be paid.
Yeah.
It's charitable. It's giving back. And, oh, I shouldn't ask for money because I'm benefiting this person. Why would I ask this person who's already in pain, who's already struggling and suffering, to then give me money as well, like on top of that? But that, you have to realize, is a limiting belief within you, yourself. It's nothing to do with the person who's struggling. They want to pay you. They want your support and your guidance and your know-how. So that is something I definitely had to work through a lot.
That was a big thing for me as well. And I think a lot of women feel that when they step into their purpose, who am I to charge money for that? And then the guilt comes up. But honestly, and I can say this from experience now, from a lot of coaching and having worked with a lot of women, is that when I was undercharging myself and trying to give to whomever I was talking to as a potential client or a client who had invested in me, and I was lowering my prices to feel less guilty about charging what I actually should have been charging, I wasn't just doing myself a disservice, I was doing them a disservice. Because in order for us to change and in order for us to heal, we have to make a commitment for that. We have to make a big commitment towards that change. And for some, that's making a financial investment, a financial commitment. And I can tell you that when I was undercharging and lowering my prices, the women I was working with, no matter how much I tried to help them, even by lowering my prices, were less committed to their change. Then the women who show up in my lives now are like, I'm paying you in full, I'm all in. So you're not just doing yourself a disservice. Really look at that. How is that having a knock-on effect also on your clients by holding yourself back that way?
Oh, it's so, so true. The moment someone invests monetarily, they're investing their energy into you. If we remember that money is an energy exchange, they are giving you their energy and saying, look, I'm all in, I'm committing. This is a big step for me. I have never spent this much money on something before, and I truly believe it's going to work for me. And if they truly believe enough to invest that much money that it's going to work for them, it is far more likely to work for them. The psychology there.
Yeah.
So actually, do not lower your prices ever. If anything, stretch your limiting beliefs, stretch your beliefs that you can actually add a little bit more on to those prices, and people will pay for it. That's the other thing. People lower their prices because they think people aren't going to pay. The right clients for you will pay. The people who are aligned to your energy and who need to hear your message will pay. And you've got to hold that belief within you. If you tell yourself that people aren't going to pay and they're not going to want to, you know, pay those prices, then they won't. But you've got to open yourself up to that and allow those clients who are sitting there waiting for you to come to you energetically and be attracted to you.
Absolutely. And as you were sharing, you know, I don't know whether to call it your past life compared to your present life, Qatar life to now, to Derbyshire life.
Yeah.
And the inner coach within me came up, and I guess because I'm always listening to where maybe the money mindset belief might be, I was just wondering, because you did have a certain level of lifestyle in Qatar, but it came with downsides. Your sense of self, your sense of belief in yourself, your happiness, your joy, there was a lot of downsides to that. So I'm just interested to see, then as you stepped into making your own money in this new way, was there any fear for you because of what you associated making money with?
That is so interesting. That is really interesting. And actually, I haven't ever unpicked that properly. You've just had given me an aha moment there, Helena. Thank you. Honestly, there could be something there in that. And that's something I'd have to reflect on a little bit. But you're right. Like, if you have kind of experiences with money that are tainted somewhat, not through the fault of the money itself, but through external circumstances that are associated with it, there is likely to be some kind of association that you then take on into your future as well. So that is a really interesting concept. I'm going to have to probe further.
Some food for thought.
I feel like everyone's having a little insight now into a coaching session you're starting up with me. Like, this is actually, this could lead down a rabbit hole that could be very, very interesting.
Yeah.
But this is actually a really good example of what I was saying of, like, even though I am a life coach now and I support people with making these big paradigm shifts and finding their calling and picking all of these limiting beliefs, I still do have them myself, you know. Like, Helena, I know, I'm sure you do too. And you've really worked on your money mindset, but outside of that, there might be other things.
Hell yeah.
I just want everyone to know that we're all human too and we're all still working on ourselves. Like, we're not perfect.
Definitely.
And it, like I said, it's a lifelong journey.
Even the things that we've healed still need more healing. And that's okay. Like, you know, I wrote a book on body image and learning to love the girl in the mirror. My journey really began with that. But I still have to remind myself sometimes to learn to love the girl in the mirror. I still get triggered. I still have stuff coming up. I still observe my money triggers and I actually get really excited by them because then I know that something new is about to be unveiled. But absolutely, I think it's really important for us to know, like, we're not striving for perfection. A coach isn't going to wave a magic wand and make you perfect. That just simply doesn't exist for human beings. I think it's about enjoying and embracing every step of that journey along the way. That's what makes us human. We're living, breathing energies.
We're getting excited here because we're so on the same wavelength. So I was just going to say that actually what is the important thing here is that you and I and the people that we coach have awareness now. So the difference between who we were before when we were stuck with our limiting beliefs was we didn't bring any awareness to them. We believed that was us. That was our lot in life. That was our destiny. We were just stuck there. Whereas now we've brought awareness to what they are and we can realize the very moment that we're being triggered or that a limiting belief is being touched upon or where we're blocking ourselves. And we can do then the work, the inner work to undo that and to shift ourselves out of it very, very quickly. And that's what I would hope, you know, people who listen to this podcast, who get coached by you and me, who go into any of our programs, they will be able to bring this awareness to themselves, whether it's within money mindset or wider. Just the moment you start doing that work on yourself, it does go into every single aspect of your life and you never go back. You always will have that awareness for the rest of your life, which is so key, an amazing skill to have and the best skill to have. It's, if I could equip everyone with one skill in life, it would be to recognize where you're limiting yourself and to undo it and to reframe.
Yeah, absolutely. I say that all the time. Like, you just took the words, you eloquently took the words right out of my mouth, is that awareness is the gift. And maybe you have some money mindset awareness of what your next shift or level might be.
I do now.
I just want to explain to the listeners, I don't want to put you on the spot or coach you, but I want to explain that this is why I just said that to Polly, is because I see this as a pattern coming up for so many people. And I'm sure somebody listening may be going through this, is that we make and form associations about ourselves and about life based on certain things. So when Polly was making money, it came with downsides, and I call this the downsides to wealth. And so then her subconscious brain may or may not, whether it's true to her or not, but it may be true for somebody listening, may have gone, hang on a minute, when I do this, this is what happens. So I want to protect you from experiencing that again. Or I call her your little Miss Fear. She goes, hang on, I know that when you receive something like this, or when you experience this, this might be the outcome or this might happen. So I'm going to hold you back in many different ways from ever experiencing that again. And that's where we have to be the observer of our fears and the observer of our beliefs because Polly knows on a conscious level, it won't ever be that way again. I'm safe. I love my career. I love making money through the work that I do, but her subconscious may not quite be aligned with that quite yet, because it may be just fearing, hang on a minute, I'm worried this is going to happen if you step into this next level of receiving wealth. Or subconsciously would just be pushing it away because of that protective mechanism within you. And so just really bringing more awareness, whoever's listening, to what your associations are, because then you get to say, hang on a minute, thank you. I'm so grateful to you. Thank you, fear, for popping up. I love you. You're so awesome. I get it. You're just trying to protect me. But I've got it from here. I'm okay. I'm safe. This is what I'm choosing to do. And then you open yourself up to receiving more money, or maybe it's more love, whatever it is for you. I find it fascinating because it's just, we store so much of this in our minds.
Yeah. And it's such a natural protective mechanism. It's our ego coming into play to keep us small and safe and keep us alive. And it all goes back to when we were cavemen and women, and we needed that. We really needed that for our protection. We don't need it anymore. We live in the most safe society we've ever lived in. It might not feel it right now with COVID, but trust me, we do. And we don't need these protective mechanisms to keep us boxed in, and actually transcending them is so liberating. And what you just said spoke to me so much, Helena, because I'm so passionate about that, and really bringing that awareness to that and where it is holding you back in life, I think it's amazing. If we can all do it, we'll all be able to shine our lights on the world in a very impactful way.
Now I'm going to shift gears ever so slightly, because there is a little bit of another topic that I would love to talk about, although I could talk to you for hours. We haven't mentioned something at all. Is it you're pregnant right now?
Yay! Yes, I am.
And this is your second child. So how many months are you?
So I'm currently in my third trimester. I've just entered week 32. So we're on the downward slope now, which has gone so quickly. I can't believe it. And this is all kind of a part of my up level, I guess. Like I had all these limiting beliefs about whether I could get pregnant again after the miscarriage and the cancer and the treatment that I had. And then the moment that I kind of aligned my mindset and got myself in a really good place, I got pregnant like that, like almost too quickly. And I was a bit shocked and I was like, how has this happened? But it is amazing. And I do feel so blessed, very blessed.
Wow, that's incredible. I think you need to do an entire different podcast episode on that for all the women who maybe are experienced or have experienced something like that.
I'm very passionate about that, because I do believe that, and it's not the case for everyone. I know there are kind of medical reasons why some people can't have children, but some people where there is no underlying medical reason and it's not happening for them, often it is a mindset thing. And releasing some of the blocks against that can really, really help. And you suddenly see these really amazing miracle stories come out of nowhere, where people have suddenly, you know, after 10 years of trying, are suddenly pregnant. And it's pretty amazing. And like our mind-body connection is so powerful and miraculous. It's very exciting. It's another thing I'm very passionate about. And yeah, I could talk to you about it for another 2 hours.
Well, I think like, I'm completely transparent with the listeners. Like, I am really feeling pulled to step into motherhood this year, and it's a next phase in my journey. And then that obviously brings up new beliefs, new programming for me. And I would be completely honest in saying that I'm now working on my, what I call my yes and understanding that I can have both and that I'm deserving of both. Because I mean, there's societal programming and there's programming that I experienced in my family was you get to be a really good mother, like stay at home with your children and provide and love on them, or you get to have a career. And here I am as this like wanting to empower women all around the world to step into yes at their yes and saying, you know, you can do it, but I still have to work on some of the beliefs I have around what that now means for me as I become a mother. And is that something that you experienced?
Oh, that is so typical for so many of us. And that is partly society's fault as well, because even though we're in the 21st century, I see messages that continue to compound this all the time on social media and in the traditional press and stuff. And it makes me really angry. You can have it all. You can have it all. If we go back to our word of the year, Helena, surrender, let's unpack this. So surrender means believing that the universe is working out for you and trusting that things are going to happen and happen for you for the right reasons and lead you down the right path that's meant for you. And so motherhood being part of your path, I genuinely believe that if you have a calling, like you really want to be a mother, that's because it's meant for you. Like you wouldn't be having this yearning if it wasn't part of your path and part of your future.
Absolutely.
And therefore, if you surrender to it, you're surrendering to your purpose and being led towards that. You don't need to control the how and when it happens. I know you'd love it to happen this year. It might not, but to keep that surrender, that word of the year in your mind as you go through this journey, because I think surrender will be a really helpful thing to help you to get there. But also, like when you talk about balancing career and having a child gives you your why. So every day when I get up, even on the days where I'm struggling and I've got so much to do and I'm trying to sort out all the back end processes and things to send to my VA and all the bits that I don't really enjoy with my business, like all of the kind of management stuff that I'd rather just do the coaching. I'm like, I remember why I'm doing this. I'm doing it for my daughter and my second daughter who's on the way. And that helps to keep me going. So actually, it gives me that extra zest and that extra like passion for what I'm doing constantly. And they will always be my why. My business, as much as I love it and I love serving the women that I serve and I'm so passionate about it, my girls will always come first. And suddenly the balance is kind of redressed a bit, but I will continue to put my all into my business because it provides for my children. And I think that's a really powerful motivation for a lot of women who want children and who have children. And finally, I'd say like the only limitations that you have are the ones you put on yourself. So if you think it's going to be too much, then it probably will be too much. But if you allow yourself to balance it and you also remember you don't have to work hard and strive hard 24/7 like you were when you were childless, you can still make just as much money and be just as abundant and just as successful.
Yes.
If you work part-time with your kids and spend time with your kids and you don't have to outsource them to a nanny or anything, like you can still have it all. That belief is so powerful. Like, let's stop telling ourselves that you have to hustle 5 days a week and work long hours in order to be a success in this life. It's just not true. I know someone speaking to a coach the other day who she works 3 days a week and she's on a six-figure salary easily. And she could make so much more money, but she's happy with where she is with that 3 days a week and then the rest of the time dedicated to her family. And why wouldn't you want a life like that if you can have it?
Yeah, I love that so much. Oh, are you going to be like my support coach as like enter motherhood?
I'll tell you what, I'll do a swap with you, Helena. You coach me on my money mindset around all of my hang-ups that have come out of Qatar, and I'll support you through motherhood and we'll be a great team together.
That sounds absolutely amazing. I just think it's just such an important topic because of, you know, I know a lot of people are already mothers or want to be mothers or are balancing so many different areas of their lives as women. And I really get stuck on how to ask those kinds of questions because there's this other voice in my head that goes, but would you ask a man that? But at the truth of the, you know, the truth of the matter is like, it's a real thing of balancing both. And you do seem to have this beautiful flow and balance in both your motherhood and your family life and your business. And I just love to know, like, just as we round things off, what are some of those, were there boundaries that you put in place? And if so, what were they? To be able to really create that foundation for yourself.
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad you mentioned the word boundaries because boundaries is probably the most important thing that you have to erect very quickly when you become a mother and you're running your own business and you want to do it successfully. you have to put in boundaries with everyone around you and be very clear on your hours. So especially with clients, like, these are my working hours. And if I don't respond to you during this time, then I will get back to you by this time. I do not work weekends, or whatever it is that works for you and your family life. And remember, when you're erecting those boundaries, everyone's different and it's got to work for you. Don't listen to what other people do. It's all about working towards your family and what works for you guys. And people can give you all the advice in the world. And it's the same with anything to do with parenthood. Don't listen to anyone else's advice. Go with your intuition, because you as the mother always knows best. You also need to erect some boundaries with yourself. Like, I am going to be strong and I'm going to say I'm putting my phone away at 5 o'clock to spend some time with my children so I can see them and have dinner with them before they go to bed. And I'm not constantly going to be on social media and responding to inquiries and checking how many likes my Instagram posts have got. Like, I need to be fully present with them and in the moment. And actually, that presence is so important. If you can bring your full presence to your working day and your full presence to your children and your family life and be in the moment in both of those scenarios, then you're bringing your all. You're not half absent because your mind's somewhere else. You're not thinking about the kids while you're working. Or you're on a client call and you're wondering if your baby needs something, because that's being taken care of, however you are taking care of that. And you're not with your child thinking about a client call that's happening tomorrow and doing your prep while you're supposed to be listening to your child's day. So it's all about that balance and that bringing that real presence in every moment. And that's a real skill to hone, but it's good for you too, because we should all be present in every moment of every day and bring our all to every second, because that's the only moment that it exists. The future hasn't happened yet. The past is in the past. So live in the moment.
That's amazing. And I can't think of a better button to end on. We've already gone for over an hour and I could honestly ask so many more questions, but we'll just have to have you come back on after the baby's been born and touch base and see how everything's going.
Oh, I would love to. Thank you so much for having me. I've really, really enjoyed it. It's been lovely.
Thank you so much for being here and spending time with us. And I would love you to share where people can go find out more about you and learn more about what you do.
Yeah, sure. So you can find me on Instagram at followyoursunshine_coaching. And on Facebook at Follow Your Sunshine Coaching 2. My website is www.followyoursunshine.me. And I'm always open in the DMs. If you want to just come and say hey and let me know that you've listened to the podcast, and I love a good chat. So do come and drop by and we can talk anything you want to talk: motherhood, business, aligning with your purpose, breaking down your limiting beliefs, whatever it is. I love a chat.
Yes, and we'll drop the links to those things in the show notes below. And maybe if Polly even has some kind of freebie that she can give you, we'll drop the link to that as well. And we would love, because we really do love building this connection, understanding who we're talking to. So we would love if you could screenshot this episode and then tag both of us in that. So tag Polly at followyoursunshine_coaching or me at girl_unfiltered and tell us what your biggest takeaway from today was so that we can see who you are and learn more about you. If you loved today's episode, please be sure to leave a review on iTunes and hit the subscribe button, because women supporting women is my jam. And if you want extra daily doses of motivation, then be sure to follow me on Instagram at girl_unfiltered. And go ahead and screenshot this episode, send me a DM and share your biggest takeaway, because I love hearing from you and I just really want to drop into your DMs basically. So I'm sending you so much love and abundance, and have an amazing day.